Our next guest on Downtown played 14 years in the National Football League as an offensive tackle with six teams, including the Jets, the Falcons, the Green Bay Packers. He went to three Super Bowls, won one as a member of the Rams. These days, though, plying his trade as an actor. You've seen him in a number of works, including Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and in the new movie Concussion that everybody's talking about. He plays the part of the former Maine Black Bear and Pittsburgh Steeler, Justin Strelzik. Matthew Willig, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Absolutely, Rich. Good to be with you guys. Post-Christmas hangover, but I'm doing well, and good to be with you guys.
Well, I had a chance to see the movie actually this morning, and incredibly powerful film that, it certainly makes you think, but I have to imagine as a longtime player in the National Football League, had to be a lot of things going through your mind. How important was it to you as a former player to tell this story in the right way?
Well, let me say that first of all, the most important thing for me was to get the job, to be honest with you. There was a little bit of a hesitation with me being a former player. It was kind of a double-sided coin because I think the director, Peter Landesman, really thought that was a big bonus, but at the same time was really, look, I'm a former football player, so there was a little bit of, can he do it? Can he carry this off? And so that was my first thing, was giving the character itself kind of justice. And sort of bringing, some truth to that. The second thing, obviously, with my connection to playing in the NFL and just being a small part of this story and the story getting out, and obviously the discussion that's going on now is really important.
Now, with all your time in the NFL, did you suffer any concussions?
Well, how much time do we have? I can make some jokes here about it, but obviously you can't play that long in the NFL and not have concussions. And the really thing, the important thing that we talk about is the fact that what this movie is kind of bringing out is the smaller hits, the lineman type hits, the hits that we take every day, the head butting and things like that, that sort of amount to bigger things. I had a couple of documented concussions, ones that I sort of recovered from pretty quickly. But it's the ones that weren't documented, that we worry about, the ones that we kind of get our quote-unquote bell rung, and sort of get back out there. Are those the ones that really contribute to this? So definitely got my bell rung more than a few times. But knock on wood, that thankfully I think at least where I stand today, I'm relatively healthy. And, being an actor is, to me anyways, is a way to really keep myself focused and sharp and really keep the brain working as much as I can.
Well, of course, we knew Justin Strelzik very well around here from his time at the University of Maine. And I understand that as part of your research, you didn't just look into his career because you were playing at about the same time as Justin, but you also had a chance to sit down and talk with his widow.
I did, and that was really important to me. It was really one of the first things I asked. If I could do, and of course she was involved in the film and sort of behind the scenes, so she was more than willing to do that. And because it wasn't about football, it was about behind the scenes, it was about personal life, it was about how he as a man sort of fell into this trap and ultimately ended up taking his life. So it was really important to kind of, and she was really open about giving me some of his personal writings. He was, he was a really left brain thinker. He loved music. Played guitar. I did some. I learned how to play guitar for the movie. It ended up not making it into the movie, which was kind of a bummer for me. I would have loved to have had that part of it on film, not only for myself as an actor, but to show that side of him. But he had aspirations to be an actor. But he loved to write, and there was tons of things that Keena, his widow, gave me that were really helpful, were really insightful into just sort of getting a mindset of him, especially in his later days.
Now, did I read somewhere that the motorcycle that you ride in the film is actually Justin's motorcycle?
It is. And that was, again, another cool thing. As an actor, you look for little things like that to sort of put you in the realm. And, when you look at the whole film, I'm only in a few scenes. But one thing I'm learning as the roles are getting, more important and better are finding ways to connect to characters. And that was a huge thing, and the story behind them getting that bike back, was that they had sold it when he passed away. And then, long story short, they ended up, his son found it on the internet. They had pubbed it as Justin's former bike. They ended up buying it back several years later, and ultimately enabled me to be able to ride it in the film. And that was really cool. Like I said, a good connection, and getting to know the family and sort of all of that really helped me, have an affinity for Justin and sort of really kind of wanted to be able to tell a little bit of his story and his struggle.
We're talking with Matthew Willig. He plays Justin Strelzik in the new movie, Concussion. Matt, what do you hope this film accomplishes?
Well, I hope that, it's surprising, I'll be honest with you, Rich, because, being involved behind the scenes and sort of kind of taking that side of it, I think I sort of lost the importance of it a little bit from the football player perspective. I know it's basically Dr. Amalu's story, but I think what I've been pleasantly surprised, and even in the last few days when I've heard from a lot of people, former athletes and, Facebook and social media, has been people are really struggling with the story, its significance. And people, former players, are having an emotional ride with this. And so that's kind of the thing that I'm sort of pleasantly surprised. I don't know, surprised. I guess just happy with. It's a dialogue. I think that the NFL needs to step up. I think there's some things that we can do. This is just my opinion, but I really feel that down the line, stop giving settlements where you give guys money. I don't think that's the answer. Continue the research on improving the helmets and the way that we're working. I think there are improvements in the NFL as far as the concussion. You're seeing weekly guys being taken out of games with concussions or possible concussions. Those are going to help. I think ultimately we need to give everyone insurance. I think every former player needs to have insurance, and if it's not something that it's given right away, I think if they're having problems, whatever it may be, whether it be post-concussion type stuff, that they need to be able to have avenues to be able to get the help that they need. And that's really, to me, the biggest thing. And again, this is just the start of a dialogue, and hopefully it continues.
Matthew, a little bit more about you. And I understand you did your first acting when you were playing football at USC. Is that right?
I try to forget that particular role, but I did. It was kind of a fun start. I was in my senior year. I was in my senior year at Southern Cal, and when you finish that last year, you're bouncing around looking for things to do besides getting ready for the NFL, and that was kind of a far dream for me, to be honest with you, being an undrafted free agent, which I was as a defensive end. But anyways, got asked by the head trainer at Southern Cal if I was interested in doing a little low budget movie out here by the beach, and he knew the director, and it was a small, low-budget action movie, and I went in for about a week or so, and I kid with people because my dressing room was a closet, but it was just enough to be able to go, this is something that I kind of enjoy. I'm a little bit of a middle child syndrome anyway, so I have a little bit of a ham in me, and it was kind of my first experience with, this is something that I'm going to put in the back of my head as I go down in life, and maybe I can come back and revisit it. I started hosting radio and TV shows while I was playing ball, and sort of that kind of reinvigorated that feeling of kind of being comfortable in front of the camera and really sort of saying at the end of my career, even before I, retired, I started doing commercial work, but just kind of saying, let me see if this is for me. And, I feel like I'm decent at it, and for my physical stature anyways, I'm just trying to kind of expand that bubble of what is something that I can do and pull off. But obviously this concussion movie was something that was definitely right in my wheelhouse.
Well, now we talked about We're the Millers. You did year one, a number of movies, but the TV show, your role is Lash on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That thing has gone crazy. Are you surprised at how big that's gotten?
I'm not, to be honest with you. I knew that it was going to be a big thing. Back a few years ago when I was on NCIS for a number of episodes, it's amazing the TV audience, how many people you really reach. You can do a number of films, but if those films don't capture a certain amount of people, you don't get the recognition necessarily that you do when you're on every week as an actor on TV. So, and I knew, listen, the Marvel Universe is insane, and I mean that in a great way. You know, they're just, their fans are loyal. Happened to come on the show when it's kind of its third season, really starting to grab some traction. The storyline kind of was changing a little bit, and obviously the buzz with my character coming in even before the season started was already out there. And you know, it's funny. I the only thing that I was a little surprised at was I wasn't even sure what the character was going to be about. You know, they kind of kept it for me basically until I actually, you know, got in and got the costume and sort of molded to my face and things like that, where I really got this sense of what I was going to be. But, you know, again, I was really happy with the response. You get nervous, you know, you get nervous with these things because you do want people to like it. And it is one of those shows that is sort of audience driven. And when people like it, it tends to help your case as far as keeping the character going and continue to work.
You mentioned your size. Obviously, you're a big guy. And does that, so far, does it limit some of the opportunities for roles? Do you get typecast as that big physical presence?
Yeah, there's no question. But you know what? Everyone does. Whether you're a 70-year-old woman or a leading man or a guy who's, you know, was a leading man, everyone does. That's why, you know, I do always kind of make that analogy of expanding the bubble of what is in my wheelhouse. I think a role like this with concussion sort of opens, you know, hopefully some of the industry's eyes to going, okay, he's more than just a ball player trying to act. You know, he's done enough things, and my resume is getting to the point where people are saying, okay, he can do more than that. And obviously, there are certain things I'm not going to be able to do. You know, I can't be a race car driver. but, you know, I, like I said, if at all possible, to expand the bubble of what is right for me and what is something that I can do. I love doing different things. I love doing comedy. You know, I love that sort of, I have a good timing for that. And obviously being big and always sort of lends itself to being funny on camera sometimes. But it is the serious drama type roles that I really do relish. Being able to pull that off and hopefully in the future that will continue. You know, it's a long ladder. This Hollywood life, it's just as hard as I think I prepared myself playing 14 years for, you know, six different teams. I kind of moved around a lot and had a little bit of you know, where I really had to kind of make my way in the NFL. You know, an undrafted free agent, not supposed to make it, defensive lineman. Moving over to offense, kind of been finding my way. That's kind of what I've been doing here in the acting world. And like I said, so far it's going okay.
Well, Matthew, you really captured the essence of Justin Strelzik for those of us who knew him. And we're so appreciative of you making time for us here this afternoon. Thanks again, and continued success to you in your career.
Thank you, sir. Again, it's a pleasure to be on with you guys. I do have an affinity for the memory of Justin and his widow and his sons and daughter, you know, it was really, like I said, a pleasure to kind of get to know them and to be able to, in a small way, have a part of telling and keeping his story alive, and also to the people in Maine who obviously knew Justin way back when he was a young man. And so, again, thanks for having me on.